Welcome to the Dividend Cafe, weekly market commentary focused on dividends in your portfolio and dividends in your understanding of economic life.
Welcome to Dividend Cafe this Thursday, April the 25th, for your daily market recap. Quite a down day today. The Dow actually closed lower by 375 points, although we were down over 700 points earlier, about mid-morning. So we actually made back a little. We regained a bit from the sell-off. The S&P and the NASDAQ were both down, you know, half of a percentage point, roughly, something like that. So the Dow actually was down a little more, almost 1% on the day. The best performing sector was materials, still having a positive return, sort of in the commodity complex, really. It was up 0.69%. Communication services had a big down day. Again, there's a lot of earnings coming out right now, so a lot of this stuff matters, but it was down about 4% on the day. Almost. So decent down day in markets. The 10-year yield on the Treasury closed at 4.70. That was up 5 basis points on the day and is right about the high here for the year. So we're creeping up on rates. And the reason for all this in the economic news was that we got the first read of real GDP in Q1. So this nets out inflation, and it was a little weaker than expected. We got 1.6% growth for the U.S. economy versus a 2.2% number expected. And again, actually, believe this or not, but the number being a little lower than expected, I think initially wasn't a bad thing, because again, we want to see things slowing a little bit for the Fed to start to move on rates. But the reason the market sold off was that inside of the number, the GDP deflator was quite higher than expected, meaning that the inflation numbers that we looked at today that caused that number, the GDP number, to be lower are what drove markets lower. Tomorrow, keep in mind, we have an inflation read on PCE that'll be widely anticipated and very much watched. So we depending on where that comes in here, we can see a change in the direction we got today. Initial jobless claims for the week came out at 207 versus 212 expected. And with that, your daily market recap, we're around for all of your questions. Please go to dividendcafe.com, enter them in Ask TPG, and we'll be sure to respond to you immediately. Thank you.
The Bahnsen Group is a group of investment professionals registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC, and with Hightower Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free risk. There is no guarantee that the investment process or investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is not indicative of current or future performance and is not a guarantee. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data and information referenced herein are from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other information contained in this research is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. The Bahnsen Group and Hightower shall not in any way be liable for claims and make no expressed or implied representations or warranties as to the accuracy or completeness of the data and other information, or for statements or errors contained in or omissions from the obtained data and information referenced herein. The data and information are provided as of the date referenced. Such data and information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are solely those of the Bahnsen Group and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Hightower Advisors do not provide tax or legal advice. This material was not intended or written to be used or presented to any entity as tax advice or tax information. Tax laws vary based on the client's individual circumstances and can change at any time without notice. Clients are urged to consult their tax or legal advisor for any related questions.